Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 1016. I want to talk to you about why I shoot for 85% of the time when it comes to anything that has to do with mindset. Nobody is perfect when it comes to this. Nobody 100% of the time is locked in. They have some doubts. They have some insecurities. Now, there may be some parts of their life where they have really gradually worked on this to where they feel confident almost 100% of the time. But everybody has doubts. Everybody has things that they struggle with. Some work to be able to get out of those mental struggles faster than others, but everybody has them. And it doesn't matter who you're thinking of, a professional athlete, a motivational speaker, some sort of influencer, it's baked into the persona. The persona is, this is their mindset. This is their headspace. This is where they're at 100% of the time. And it makes sense, right? Because you'll look at some area in their life where they've had success that you haven't. Now, are they in a more productive, proper headspace than you at a higher percentage of the time than you are? Absolutely. But they're not 100%. And anybody that tells you that is showcasing their persona. You can build an entire brand and business around mindset that you have this just stellar steel trap, bulletproof mindset. Nothing can get through. Nothing can penetrate, right? That doesn't happen. That's just not how people are wired. And again, some people may even get to the point to where outwardly you don't see it, but you don't know what's going on in between their ears. So I talk about this because I just want us to be able to try to look at where we are right now and try to gradually get a little bit better. I really do think that we can... We can achieve anything we want. I do believe that. If it's something that we truly want, I mean, so much of the things that we want to achieve in life really come down to how we view the process and view ourselves. So much of all of this that you see people going after, the things that you aspire for, it is truly a matter of mindset. But I'm going to say that if you have spent, let's say you've spent a year working to develop yourself, like you've started to read some books on mindset, you've listened to some podcasts, you follow some accounts on social media, you have the baseline knowledge that you need. So we'll say that. We'll say 1 year of self-development. Now what you got to do is take all that stuff and find out where you are. Because see, there will always be an opportunity to sell you the next latest and greatest thing. We talk about this in weight loss, but it's the same thing in the mindset, headspace, self-development, personal, but whatever you want to call it. There's always a promise of some new technique, and that's going to be the unlock. The unlock is where you figure out where you are with things and say, okay, what does the next step look like for me? And then you make those steps, and then you realize, even if you take 19 steps forward or 192 steps forward, you're going to go back sometimes. And the trick is being able to take a step back and assess. Do I need to take a step back? Have I taken a step back and I need to sit here for a few minutes? Do I need to take a few minutes, hours, days, whatever? Do I need to take more of a pause and look at a little bit more of a higher view than where I'm at right now? Like, it's not about somebody showing you a trick that's going to unlock this to where you go from, I'm in a positive headspace, whatever percentage of the time, to 100. But everybody has, we'll call them mental lapses, or, you know, times where they doubt themselves. You're not going to be 100%. what people have that you don't is they were able to look at where they are at a particular point in time. They see what the barometer's like. You know, sports is interesting. I stopped playing sports when I got to high school. But sports is interesting because you are competing with other people, right? Like, we'll say in life that life is not a competition, but in sports you are competing. So this is one place where you take a look around. You're like, all right, what's my barometer? But you don't spend a lot of time like looking around. Once you figure out where you're at, then it's like, okay, how do I advance? Right? But that should like that shows up in all areas. Like, we take a step back, we look around. But usually it's not looking at what other people are doing. Like in life, in the world we live in right now, with all the technology, you can see everybody working through a similar process as you are. What, maybe they're starting a podcast, maybe they're on a weight loss journey, maybe they're trying to see how many books they can read in a year. You can see what other people are doing. But what they're doing isn't any of your business, other than if you're taking a step back at the very beginning to look at, okay, what are some people doing right now? But then it's all about like taking the information you see right then and there and applying it to where you are in your situation. And getting back to what my original point was on this, I think if you have spent a year consuming motivational type stuff, personal development type stuff, well, then it's about taking this stuff and really applying it to where you're at and trying to get to that next step. So if you're searching for that hack that's going to get you 100% of the way, I say 85% of the time, I want to, if I feel a certain way about something, 85% of the time I'm good. That gives me 15% to be in my head about completely. Now, if you look at me some weeks and months, maybe I'm in my head instead of 15% of the time. Maybe it's 22% or it's 8% or whatever. The point is, I give myself plenty of room to know that, hey, you know what? There's going to be times that you're doubting yourself. There's going to be times that you question things. But when you acknowledge that, then it's like, okay, is it time for me to get right back on course right now? Is the reason I'm in my head right now, do I have to take a little bit of extra time to think about something? Do I need to change direction? Maybe it's a slight change of course, or maybe it could all the way be to where, hey, that thing I'm working on right now, maybe I shouldn't be working on that. Maybe I should be doing something else, or maybe I should just be resting. But this stuff goes from consuming, like you consume a little bit to get a baseline, but I'm telling you, 1 year of consumption is more than enough. It doesn't mean that you don't listen to these podcasts if you enjoy them. Like listen to them, right? Read the books if you want to. Cool. But don't be looking for the answer to just jump out at you. There'll be plenty of things promised. Here's this new technique, and it guarantees certain results. You start to see results when you take the stuff that you've been hearing about and you put it into practice and application in your own life. And that's going to look different for you than it does anybody else. And that's a good thing. Give yourself some wiggle room. Give yourself some time to not be 100% focused, because nobody is. Even, and again, and I'm going to stress this, you may have some people that are focused in one area of their life, like it just comes to them. But even in those scenarios, I think a lot of people can get to the point where maybe they have like doubts flash into their mind quickly, but they either pay no attention to them or it's all internal and you wouldn't be able to see it on their face. But I'm telling you, if you're shooting for 85%, even if you're shooting for a lower number, if you're specific and you're like 75% of the time, 3/4 of the time, I want to be in this particular headspace, you're calling out a very specific place that you want to go with how you view yourself and how you view the things that you're working through. Nothing but good is going to come from that, because it's a good baseline for you to start with. You may decide that you want to go up to 80%, 85%. You might be like, hey, you know what? I'm cool with being focused 60 or 55% of the time. It all comes down to what you want it to be. So anyway, let me know your thoughts on this. You can always email me. That is Daryl at DarylPerry.com. That's D-A-R-Y-L at D-A-R-Y-L-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Thank you as always for listening and watching. I will talk to you again real soon.